Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon. Girl,
you're top shelf. Winner, winner, winner.
Suis son sac de vie.
Oh, spiders!
Hey, everyone. Shannon here. Just a note about this week's episode. I had taken some time to invest in some new microphones specifically designed to plug and play in my iPhone and tested them with our old app that we used to use and felt confident and ready to go for an amazing episode using microphones. Unfortunately, that is not what happened. So the audio on this is a little low. We set everything up on a table and sat on the couch and then sat up apart from each other. You can hear some rumbling from my furnace running from the basement just because of how the phone was situated on a table and whatnot. I am very disappointed in the audio quality of this particular episode, but we didn't want you to go without because we talked about some good topics and had some great discussions. So if you can just bear with me through the technical difficulties, there's no scratching or buzzing or anything. It's just going to be a little hard to hear me personally, as I was under the impression that I had a microphone in my mouth and it was working. I know, 7 years, and you think I'd have my fucking shit together by now with microphones, or I would just, you know, use my laptop like normal podcasters. But I really do love the fact that we continue to be a little more grassroots than others. We feel comfortable enough to just kind of whip out our phones and record on the go. The iPhone external mics are amazing generally anyway, so that's what we've been living along with for the last 2 years. And I decided at the new year, new podcast, let's upgrade. Let's get some more memory. Let's be more professional. Let's try another round of microphones. So I did a little more research and specifically downloaded an app that is made and designed to work with plug-and-play microphones in phones. And I've already tested it, and it seems to work really well, and I'm looking forward to recording with Maggie on that next week or in 2 weeks. Shit, I forget already. So enjoy the episode. I hope it's all right. And if not, that's all right. We're going to start doing some throwbacks as well that will keep you entertained between now and the next new one. I hope everyone has a great day and you stay safe. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hello.
More us.
More
thing.
Coldness.
More polar vortex. Hello!
I do think it's hilarious that the February recording I picked for Throwback Tuesday was right after the last polar vortex in 2014.
Yeah, that was...
What are the coincidences?
I don't know.
Fuck. Hold on.
Ah! We're still recording.
You're the genius.
I'm a genius. Okay. I knew what was going on. I know who I am. I know what's happening. Don't move.
Don't move. Such PTSD with microphones.
Yeah. I know, they started out so great.
I just cannot find an app that will record with a microphone through the iPhone. I've done all sorts of research.
Yeah.
This shit's supposed to work.
I know.
It did not work when we tested the last app, but it works with this old app.
Right.
But I still have, like, PTSD for buzzing and knocking crackling. And crackling and... All right, new microphones, peeps.
Yeah.
It has a built-in splitter built for the iPhone, so there should be no issues. Crossing our fingers. It's supposed to have a headphone input. Oh, it didn't work with the last app. Maybe it'll work with this app. I don't know. I didn't try that one.
I have to read you this message I just got.
You just got a text message?
Facebook message.
Okay.
Hi Maggie, I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to let you know that my coworker's daughter is one of your students, and my coworker was raving about you. You've made such a difference in the student's life and helped relieve my coworker of some stress. I wanted to pass on how much you're appreciated and how apparently awesome you are at what you do.
Aww. A random stranger messaged you
High school friend. Brother's high school. Okay. She was in my brother's grade in high school. So.
But she knows you.
So she knows me.
And
her ended coworker. Up
randomly working with the parent of a student you
tutor.
That's so nice. I love it.
Yeah.
You're special.
I am so special. That was so nice. So you guys, it's been forever.
I was actually just gonna say, so when and where do you think you'll be Groundhog Day'd?
Oh, when, where do I think I'll be Groundhog Day'd? You guys were watching Russian Doll, which this was on my list because of things to talk about because it's so good. It's so good. I watched it instead of the Super Bowl, and I think I made the right choice. Where do I think I'd be Groundhog Day'd?
I feel like I'd be stuck at work.
I know, that was all I can imagine, like too, is that it's just finals week forever because that just happened. It was finals week forever, you guys. There were so many ice and snow days that finals week lasted for
two weeks.
Full weeks, which is why you guys haven't seen or heard from us in so long, is because instead of just taking 1 week off for finals, I had to take 2 weeks off for finals.
She tried to come back.
I did. I thought about it, and it just didn't work out. I ended up, like, last Tuesday, I ended up being booked from 3:15 straight through till 9:15.
Yeah.
I was like, see, my kids needed me. Most of them have done really well, so that's good.
Do the parents give you bonuses for straight A's?
No, they should. They should. They're paying me to get them A's.
Ugh. For those high SAT scores?
Yeah, so I just imagine being Groundhog Day'd, like, last week. That was what it was. It's a snowstorm, and it's finals week, and I just keep having to work.
Keep slipping on the ice or something.
Oh, my God.
In your neck.
No.
Something breaks in the bathroom, and you die on the toilet. That's I don't know. Sad. I think I'd be stuck at work. I have a lot of, like, work anxiety right now.
Yeah.
I'm just done. I'm just so done. So done. There's no end in sight. I guess I already feel like I'm being groundhogged.
Oof. That's rough.
I know.
That's deep. That's rough and deep. Deep
but
and
is that
rough.
Horrible to be groundhogged on your birthday party?
Yeah, right?
I mean,
I think
of all the different ways she can live that night.
She can have some great
and
times.
She retains memory.
Yeah.
She can change her path.
Let's not give up too much. I want people to go into it like I did and not know very much.
Can move past one day.
Yeah.
That's all we've really seen.
Right.
So we don't know how that one day will last.
It's so good, you guys. You have to watch it.
It's pretty good. I've been enjoying it. I saw the preview and then people started posting about it. You know when people start posting about shit and you're like, meh.
Yes.
That was kind of me. And then I was like, meh. Well, I should watch it. It's actually only been out for 3 days, so I shouldn't be meh about it yet. Like Bird Box. I mean, I was never watching that bullshit.
Same, though.
Like, not, that's not my jam.
Not mine.
But after everyone started literally talking about it, I was just like, get over it. It's just a movie.
Well, I actually had a friend recently on Facebook who was complaining about, like, removing people from her friends list. Who all they do is post memes, and I was like, all I do is post memes. It wasn't directed at me. It was just like, I want to know content about your life. Mm-hmm. And so the reason I post memes all the time is because I'm trying to be positive. Like, I'm trying to put something, like, funny or enjoyable out into the world. So I was like, okay, like, let's post more content about, like, what is actually on my mind, what I actually like and care about and think about. So that was what I was trying to do. That's what I've been trying to do more of, is posting more content about, like, stuff I'm thinking about. And so that was what I was thinking about, was that I really enjoyed it, and I wanted other people to know I recommended it.
Yeah. I've been trying to post more on Instagram.
Ooh.
That isn't my daughter. I know, hard. Like, what's Instagram for besides food, cats, and babies?
Nothing. Literally nothing.
Did you look up that Twitter feed I sent you? No, you didn't.
I'm making a face, guys.
Last May, a man became an accidental cat dad to a litter of kittens. A stray cat got into his apartment and gave birth under his bed, and he didn't know it.
Oh.
And he went from, like, what the fuck, to I can't live without these creatures in my life within, like, 24 hours.
Aww.
And so his Twitter feed has turned... He's a movie writer who lives in London. His name's Paris.
Aw, that's actually cute.
And, oh, and he affirms that he's Asian. So he grew up in Milan and originated from Rome. He did not. I was just making that
no,
up.
No, that's, like, yeah, no, you gotta.
Right.
I'm with you. I'm riding this wave. Don't let the details get in the way of a good story.
So his Instagram turned from, like, professional, all about himself and his movies, into cat feed.
Oh my god, I love it.
It is so amazing. I highly recommend you go back and catch up on the last year. He kept the cats. He takes pictures and movies of them all the time. And he made a calendar.
Ah!
I bought it. He found an extra box under his bed with donated cat food. Because, of course, he went from single guy to dad of five cats overnight. And after Twitter's much support of him and telling him how much money he's going to need, he was talked into starting a GoFundMe page.
That's hilarious.
Hashtag accidental cat dad.
Aww.
And, yeah. So, anyway, I recommend it. I don't remember his name. I'll have to look it
That's
up
okay.
and put
you sent
it in
it to
our
me.
Post.
Oh, yeah.
But even if you just looked up the hashtag accidental cat dad, you should be able to find him. His first name's Paris, and his last name starts with a Z. I just forget what it is. Anyway, it was one of the best things I've ever read on the internet. It was amazing.
That's delightful.
It's very delightful.
See? Good content. Wholesome content.
Okay. Food!
Yeah, we had a cheese feast.
We had a cheese feast.
We did. Shannon made grilled cheese and mozzarella sticks, and I accidentally bought too much cheese. Plus, there was young Manchego. It was good. All of it was good.
We're gonna shit so much tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to.
You're never gonna shit again.
So we're taste testing for PenguinCon.
Yeah, we are doing a.
Our proposed cheese panel this year is.
Is like aging cheese, the difference between young cheese and old cheese. What happens to cheese as it ages? I don't remember what you named it. What you named it.
Do you like it old or young? Young or old? Like, I was trying to be naughty with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are going to look at the differences between young cheese and aged cheese.
Yep.
We're just going to get three or four of our favorite cheeses that have both versions.
Mm-hmm.
And do a taste test.
Yeah, we're gonna do a comparison.
Super exciting.
Yeah, I'm for it.
So
I mean, this was my idea, so of course I'm for it.
This was Maggie's idea. We're gonna do the Manchego. We're gonna do a cheddar. We're gonna do the Gouda.
Yeah, and we'll find a couple others. That I had other ideas.
Yeah.
So that was I want to keep looking at stuff and trying to figure out. I actually think for the cheddar that we should do three of them. I think we should do a very young. And then,
well, I mean, we can go as basic as the Windermere comes all the way from a 2 to a 12.
Yeah.
So even a 2-year-aged cheddar is aged.
I know.
Compared to Kraft. Compared to Kraft cheese, which is what people generally eat, most cheddar isn't aged long at all.
Right.
At all.
Right.
So even a 2-year-aged cheddar is considered aged.
I know, that's what I'm saying, is get an actually unaged cheddar, like a young one, and then a young aged, and then a old aged.
Even people might even find a 2-year Windermere too sharp.
Because they're not used to it.
Well,
it's going to be a fun
I'm
class.
I think it sucks.
Shannon's like, 10-year cheddar, a-holes.
Yeah, I cannot eat a younger than 8-year Windermere cheddar. If I eat the 2, 4, or the 6, I'm like, blech. What is this trash that you have put in my mouth?
Okay, so we have the young Manchego that actually came from Marie's
young
cheese.
Young and spry.
Young and spry. Young Manchego. And then I picked out an 18-month aged Gouda.
Delicious.
It was good. I just didn't like it after I had so much Stilton in my mouth.
It is the perfect blend between a young, creamy Gouda and a hard aged Gouda.
Yeah.
It had the creaminess of a young Gouda,
but it was sharp.
The sharpness of an aged Gouda. It was amazing. So I think we should definitely get the three stages of Gouda.
Okay, cool.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was a good cheese. The Stilton I got, it was dreamy.
So dreamy.
Oh,
it was like lemon cheesecake.
Yeah, it was. Literally. It's Stilton. So
I opened it and I was like,
we've had blue Stilton, but we hadn't had a fruit Stilton in a while, and it had lemon zest. So it was Stilton with lemon zest. It was like lemon cheesecake.
In my mouth.
I'm staring at it, and I want more of it now that we're talking
about
it. We
still have a whole huge ass chunk.
Oh my god, you guys, the chunks of it were so big.
We ate like the little end.
We ate like a quarter of it, maybe.
Maybe a quarter. For sure.
We have so much more Stilton.
I don't know, like there's so much more still. You could still divide that up into fours.
And it would be
fine.
And
they would still be substantial pieces. They'd still be
huge. Yeah. Oh my god, Shannon. So I go to Plum Market on Tuesdays because I have therapy, and therapy is over around 2, and I have to be at work at 3:15. So I always go to Plum, and I get, like, our snackies, fun stuff for us for tonight. So I still went last week, even though I was working extra. I was like, fuck it, I'm getting myself some treats, right? So I pick out this brie, and, like, I kept on trying at work. I was like, God, my office smells terrible. And I kept on doing stuff like vacuuming and cleaning and throwing the garbage away. And there's nothing in there. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I get home and it was that brie. That brie smells like, it literally smelled like rotten trash. And then I looked it up because I'm like, this is weird. So it's odd that this smells like that. And I look it up and it's like, it's got an essence of Brussels sprouts. And I'm like, who the...
What?
That's what it said. It literally said that. That it smells...
Essence of Brussels
that it
sprouts.
Smells like that and it tastes like it.
Essence of chewed food of farts. Burp.
Of farts.
Chewed food burp.
It really... Yeah. It literally smelled like garbage. Who wants that in a cheese?
No one.
Who's like... I mean, lemon, right? We love a little lemon flavor. That was... delightful.
We
love
so
a little lavender flavor, a little fruit flavor, a little, you know, if it said that it tasted nutty or buttery or even like a carrot, you know, I would eat a cheese, you know, carrots are sweet. Like if it had a little carrot-y flavor, like there have been, but Brussels sprouts.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, my dad was furious because the house smelled like trash. This brie smelled like garbage. I actually want to know if I have it in my search history because I want to name it. What is your name, brie?
Garbage cheese.
Garbage cheese.
There was a cheese.
Fermière. Fermière Jouvence.
I've bought twice and it's so... mild and stanky. It literally tastes like stanky peaches.
Ugh.
I couldn't eat it.
Ugh.
I think that Windermere Brick tasted like that.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah, I wasn't in love with it.
Fuck you, Plum guy.
It wasn't great.
What in your world, if I ask you for the Zingerman's Detroit Street Brick...
They were not comparable.
They're not comparable at all. Stinky Feet Cheese is not comparable to the Zingerman's Detroit Street Brick.
Mm-mm.
Just because there's brick in the name doesn't mean they're the same cheese.
I also got us cupcakes, and it said that it was tiramisu, so I expected it to be like a creamy cupcake. It was not. It was disappointing. Shannon didn't eat hers.
I didn't even eat mine.
Which is fine.
I'll just stick to the lemon cheese.
Yeah, the lemon cheese is better than the cupcake I got us. It just tasted like a cupcake that had coffee buttercream. The buttercream is good.
It looks like a yellow cake with coffee buttercream icing.
I mean, wouldn't you, if it said it was a tiramisu cupcake, wouldn't you expect it to be creamy also?
Yeah.
Like, I expected creamier. It was disappointing. It was a coffee cupcake. That was not a tiramisu cupcake. That was coffee. It's a coffee cupcake.
My fat ass is asleep.
All right. So the other thing that I watched this weekend was the documentary on Netflix about the Fire Festival. And I was...
Wasn't that the festival some rich dude tried to put on and it failed miserably?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, everyone, like, all of the things canceled at the last minute, and Ja Rule was involved in it, too.
Wasn't he the headliner, or did he help pay for it?
He helped, like, he helped it from the beginning. He wasn't, like, I think he was going to play at it also. They just had, this guy would not hear anything that was like, this is not going to work, you have no idea what you were doing. He would just fire anybody who spoke out against him. He would just ignore people bringing up legitimate
concerns.
Well,
you know, because he is white and rich, and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it was insane. And then, you know, they were talking about this one tweet about a cheese sandwich was like, did you know about that at the time? I did at the time, because I saw people tweeting about it. So they told everybody who was going that they were going to have, food there. And, hang on, let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
Just government cheese sandwiches showed up.
So, yeah, there were some, I was gasping out loud. I was like, oh! And then I would laugh. This is the picture that he posted of the sandwich that they were fed for their free.
So it's two pieces of, like, Wonder Wheat bread.
Yeah.
Two pieces of white American cheese.
Uh-huh.
And then a tiny, looks like maybe it should be a side salad of mixed greens and tomatoes, though I would put that all on the sandwich.
So would I. So that is, they told them that their meals were going to be catered. And then that's what they got.
I mean, technically it's catered.
Technically it's catered.
Yeah. They could have just given them corn on the cob. It'd be catered still.
Right. So anyway, I was gasping. The gaggery and the goopery, it was out of control.
So sorry all the rich kids didn't have a good time.
Apparently there's a guy on the Hulu documentary. So I only watched the Netflix documentary. But apparently there's a guy in the Hulu documentary who got his ticket for free and thought the whole thing was hilarious. And just, like, enjoyed watching the rich kids suffer.
Because as middle class, we're kind of used to that kind of shit. We're not used to everything being handed to us and everything being perfect. So when shit goes south, we tend to roll with the punches a little better. I would have, if you and I had ended up doing that, I think we would have had an amazing time.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't enough water, but we would have still made it work.
Right.
We would have made it work.
I have survival skills.
So do I.
We can collect water.
I used to go camping when I was growing up.
I used to camp in the Everglades.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. I remember your stories about that. That show was insane. Yeah, no, my family camped, like, all over the country. Alaska, Wyoming, Colorado.
It looks like Kristen.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't know she was a movie star.
I didn't know that either.
All right. You guys used to camp everywhere.
Yeah. So I can rough it for the Fyre Festival. I would have enjoyed seeing the crying rich kids.
I know. It would have been so fun.
But, I mean, there was a lot more that was fucked up that would have bothered me, too. Like, they didn't do any sort of, like, luggage tag service. So they took everybody's luggage, and then it was just like a free-for-all, like, try to find your luggage.
No.
Yes. With thousands of people.
Oh, my God.
Like, that would have upset me.
Well, yeah, because your shit's getting stolen. People are just going to take your luggage.
There was also, so anyway, yeah, but I enjoyed that documentary thoroughly, so I highly recommend it, but it turns out somebody was saying that the PR firm that was involved in the Fyre Festival also made the documentary, so they sort of gloss over any of the things that they did wrong, so there's kind of a certain point of view from it,
mm-hmm.
Which is why, like, I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, the PR firm's got to get their money somehow.
Right.
They didn't
get
paid.
Nope. Nobody did. Oh, but there was this woman in the documentary who catered the whole event. She, you know, like, fed everybody, and they never paid her. And she paid all of her workers and spent $50,000 of her own money and never got paid. And there was
Hashtag tax deduction.
Well, there was a GoFundMe, and they've raised like $113,000 to pay her back for everything. Because, like, when you're watching the documentary, you feel really bad for her.
Yeah.
You know, like
sounds
she...
like something Trump would do. Actually, does do that. He makes people build things for him and then pays them 10% what he owes them.
Yeah.
And then ties everything up in legal court and they can't afford it, so they go bankrupt.
Yeah, he just kept telling people he was going to pay them eventually. Whatever. Their drag race this week was shocking, and people are furious. So we talked about before.
It's a competition, bitches.
Somebody was like, it's a talent show. It's not fucking Survivor. Like,
bitch, where have you been? It is Survivor in heels and wigs.
And tucked.
It is Survivor. Except they're not in the middle of a jungle starving themselves.
But there's like, you know, in Survivor, there's alliances and stuff, right? So like, that's what they were getting at, is that there shouldn't...
No one said they couldn't have alliances.
No one said they couldn't. You can play the game however you want to.
And I think they have in the past, have they not?
They have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got rid of... Latrice had been sent home. And in every other season in the world ever... If somebody comes back, they almost always get eliminated immediately. The only person who didn't was Trixie Mattel, and she was eliminated in two episodes instead of the next episode when she returned to the show. So Latrice came back to the show, and she and Manila were in the bottom this week, Manila Luzon, and Manila had never been in the bottom before. She'd had three wins. She'd won three challenges. So, everyone just thought Latrice was going back home. She'd already been sent home once. Mm-hmm. But no. Oh.
They sent Manila over Latrice home?
They sent Manila.
Oh, shut the front door. I did not know that.
People were gagged.
Oh, my God. People I would have been pissed, too, if I'd seen that live.
People, I gasped out loud. And, yeah, Manila had never been in the bottom before the whole season. And her bottom was not a royal fuck-up. It was just that her costumes, because it was the makeover challenge, they just were really basic. Like, they were very uninspired, right? But we're at, you know, we were at top six.
Yeah.
So, like, those are the types of things that set you in the bottom now, right? So it was her first time in the bottom. It wasn't a royal fuck-up. It was just like, yep, you didn't, like, that wasn't stellar. And so, yeah, they sent Manila home. Over Latrice,
who died. Threatened.
Yeah.
Or like, I can beat this bitch, Latrice.
It was gag-worthy.
Gosh, Latrice won everything now.
I don't know. She's been doing not great. Like, she's been just uninspiring. Her looks haven't been amazing. Like, she's just been meh. Her makeover that she did was not awesome. So anyway, I'm not even that mad at her, though. Like, a lot of people were furious and, like, threatening her. But
Latrice?
No, Naomi Smalls was the queen who sent her home. People were threatening Naomi and being like, fuck you, and, you know. But, that's the game.
That's the game.
That's the game. So, you said you listened to Why Won't You Date Me?
I did. I caught this week's episode. It actually came up as a recommended listening because I listened to the Good Place podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fine. Maggie keeps yelling at me to listen to it. So this week, Trixie Mattel was on.
I was laughing out loud.
That was cute.
They were so funny together. not a hugger.
Right? Not a hugger.
Well,
I could only imagine what the script looked like to make it look like something else.
Yeah, out of the corner of the eye, it looked like something else. And Nicole was going, you should have kept it. You should have kept it.
I'd go see that. Because it's true.
You're not. Yeah, it was really funny. It was very, very funny. There were a few things where I was like, I need to write this down. Like, I should re-listen to it and write down the things that made me very happy, because it was a really great episode. Any other good podcasts you've been listening to lately?
No, just the same old, same old. Ralph Garman's doing something funny right now where some listeners admitted to listening to the podcast on 1.5 speed or 2.0 speed, and then someone called and was like, I slowed it down, and you guys sound drunk. It was awesome. So now Ralph takes little rants from Eddie and slows it down so that they sound like they're drunk, waxing intellectually on life. And it is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So I think I'm going inspired. I've been inspired. And I think I might take an old Maggie rant or two and slow them down and see what we sound like at half speed. Because when we used to drink, we didn't sound, we weren't like relaxed, Maggie, I love you, drunk, you know?
No.
We tend to be, yeah, hyper and
yelly.
All over the place.
Very squirrel. Yelly.
So.
Well, speaking of Maggie rants, I've got one.
It's time for Maggie rants. It's time for Maggie rants.
Ted Bundy. All right, guys. So.
He's hot.
He's so hot. I wish that he'd murdered me.
He can murder my vagina.
I mean, he did rape them, so. Okay, so here's how I feel. I have a lot of feelings, you guys. I have a lot of feelings. That's why it's a Maggie rant.
I have zero feelings.
Great,
so.
Great. So the Ted Bundy tapes came out, and it's Ted Bundy talking about himself. So he's like, I'm so fucking great. And,
like you do when
also,
you're a white male murderer.
Right, exactly. And so there are all these women being like, oh, Ted Bundy's such a dreamboat, which, like,
I really think they're talking about the movie that...
With Zac Efron?
With Zac Efron.
Right? And so then there's
because there's been a lot of those comparisons going on, and people are like, damn, they're right. Let me look at Zac. Look at him. They're both really fucking hot. I'd let him murder me.
Right. So, like, I'm not thirsty for Ted Bundy, and I think that's really messed up if you are. Right? Like, but also I admit that he is attractive, and I think that it's important to, like, recognize that aspect of his story, which is that he was attractive, and he was charming, and people were like, he was not attractive or charming,
that's how he caught his prey, using his charm and his attractiveness.
Also, if you read The Stranger Beside Me by Anne Rule, she was a former cop who worked with him at the suicide hotline. And she says how good he was at that. She was totally charmed by him. So don't go around there being all like, he wasn't charming, he was just white and privileged. Because there's a whole fucking book by a former cop about... Who was his colleague who was totally charmed by
him. He's such a nice man.
Yeah.
Boy next door.
Yeah, she talked about trying to find him, like, you know, get him set up with girls. Like, mm-hmm. She, you know, and Anne Rule's not a fucking idiot. She is an intelligent woman. So, you know, don't try to erase the part of Ted Bundy's story that he was charming and good looking. He wasn't a hottie McHot pants. He wasn't a Ryan Reynolds, you know?
No one's Ryan Reynolds. Come on.
Right. No, that's what I think people are saying when they're saying he's not a hottie. Like, if a guy that was looked like Ted Bundy but was not a murderer hit on me, I'd be like, okay,
hey.
Guy. Okay.
When do you want me to take these panties off?
How goes that? You know, yeah, sometimes his eyes are bugging out of his head like he's a psychopath, and he looks like a psychopath then. But there are pictures of him where he looks attractive. He was attractive and charming, and that was part of his success. And so, like, first of all, the women who are thirsting after him, they're fucked up and need therapy. And then the other women who are being all like, you're wrong, he was hideous and just... privileged are all like you're also erasing part of the story. It's important to know that monsters come in all shapes and sizes, and that there are monsters who
inside
were
me.
There are monsters inside me. There are monsters who were attractive and charming who make themselves seem, you know, whatever. I actually heard a hilarious story recently, so now that I'm done ranting, that this woman, that Ted Bundy, you know, he would like approach women and ask for help a lot. Right? And so
I lost my dog. Help me.
Yeah. I have a broken leg. Will you please help me to my car?
Oh, that's right. Because there was an old 80s movie I remember seeing as a young kid. Remember that he would put cast on his arms or his legs. He would cast himself.
Right.
To help to talk women into helping him.
Okay, doesn't he look a little like Rob Stark in that picture?
Yeah, a little Al Pacino-ish too.
Yeah. Like, that's an attractive man. Yeah, he's if attractive. That man hit on me,
I'd be like, hey.
Right.
Hey, playa.
I mean, not this guy, not the one with his eyes bugging out.
I'll help you find your dog.
He looks psychotic, but he asked one woman for help with his car. That was one of his lies, where he was like, I need help with my car. And she goes, do I look like a fucking mechanic? And walked.
I love it.
And that's how you stay sexy and don't get murdered.
Right.
So anyway, that was my rant because I have feelings about it. I have feelings. Stop thirsting for Ted Bundy. And also, acknowledge what kind of monster he was.
He's a monster.
He was a monster. I mean, one of the other things that's fucked up is that at his sentencing, the judge said, like, it's a real tragedy. This is a real tragedy. And I would have loved to see you be a lawyer and, like, be a lawyer in front of me. Which sounds fucked up, right? Because it is. But also what I always felt like he was saying was, it's a tragedy that this is the path that you chose.
Right. That you yes.
Like, it's a tragedy.
You chose to use your
talents.
Psychosis.
Yeah.
Whatever talents. I mean, he's psychotic. He's a psychotic manipulator. But he could have been making millions off of that.
He could have been murdering people. There are very successful psychotic manipulator lawyers, and yes. That's what I think the judge was saying.
Yeah.
You could have been a successful psychotic manipulator lawyer.
I'm really bummed. I just don't get to see your smiling face in my courtroom every day. So handsome. Thirsty for you, Ted. Hey.
So, I mean, I think that the judge didn't word it in the best way, but...
It's also still the 70s.
Also still the 70s. And I think he was saying, like, it's a tragedy that you chose to kill...
Murder people instead of use your white privilege for financial gains.
Right. Right. Exactly. Thank you. Shannon gets it. Why don't the rest of y'all?
Speaking of thirsty, I do love thirst tweets.
Oh my gosh.
And I caught a John Stamos one. He was so funny. He's like, these aren't dirty enough. Don't you have dirtier ones for me to read? These are so nice.
It's hilarious. That's hilarious.
He was truly like ready to read dirty, naughty ones. And they just had all these like amazingly glowy ones for him.
Yeah.
And he was literally at the end of the video, he was like, where are the dirty ones? I want to read the dirty ones. Don't you have any in here?
That's hilarious.
It was funny.
My favorite thirst tweets.
I love the Benedict Cumberbatch ones.
Dwarf Goldblum.
Yeah. And
Jeff Goldblum, you guys. That's from
Jeff
SNL.
Jeff Goldblum was good.
He's my favorite one.
And Paul Rudd's were awesome.
Mal.
And
Mal. She's awake.
Were super awkward.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, because he couldn't.
He couldn't handle it.
The tweets weren't the awkward part.
So he was so awkward reading them.
Yeah, he was
so embarrassed.
I mean, Jeff Goldblum owned all of that shit.
Yeah. I bought my girlfriend Vicky the half naked Jeff Goldblum pop vinyl from Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
She finalized her divorce, and I felt like she needed a half naked Jeff Goldblum in her life.
Nice.
Paid way too much money for it.
Gwarf Gwaltblow.
Yeah.
You guys, that's one of my favorite SNL sketches. It's Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen. And they are, you know, foreigners. And Natalie Portman plays their daughter. And the guy who does Cyril Figgis' voice, I can't remember his name for some reason, playing the boyfriend. And so he's misunderstanding their names, and they're like, what's your name? And he's like, Jeff. And they're like, Giff, 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 Giff. And then he's like, no, it's Jeff. And then finally, Maya Rudolph goes, oh, like the famous actor, Dwarf Goldblum. Oh, also
Joe Lemangello.
Or the famous race car driver. Dwarf Gwalden. That was my Fred Armisen there. So it's a very ridiculous
old SNL sketch from like 15 years ago that I always really loved because it's so silly and over the top. GIF. 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 Blow.
Do we want to do old bad news in 30 seconds or less?
Yeah, old bad news in 30 seconds or less.
Do you have a list?
Yeah, I have a short list. All right. You guys, the government shut down, but then also... Joshua Tree.
Turn your budget.
Joshua Tree was ruined.
Murdered.
Yeah. It might not repair for 300 years.
Yeah.
There was a kid in a MAGA hat who smirked like a little fuck face at a Native American elder who's from Ypsilanti, and now his parents are suing everybody because they want millions of dollars.
Yeah, because they ruined their white boy privileged life.
ruined his life.
For anyone who doesn't live in New York, go fuck yourselves. All right? You and your little misconstrued ideas of what the Women's Health Act is doing, you really need to do your homework. I actually printed the bill and read it. And everyone freaking out, you can go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourselves.
Also,
you're a fucking idiot if you think people can have an abortion at 8 months voluntarily because they can't.
Right. Not allowed.
Yeah.
You
not
can't.
Not allowed. Can't do it.
Nope.
Not even with this bill.
Mm-mm.
Can't terminate a healthy pregnancy.
No, you can only terminate
the bad ones.
Unviable pregnancies.
Yep. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
All right. Next.
I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Those were all my things.
Or those were all the things.
Those were
all
the things. How do you guys feel about that? Was that good? Was that good for you?
I think that was good. That was
all right. I had to unfriend two different friends from Disney World. So, the first one was actually like closer friends with Javi than me. And I saw him a couple times. He actually
came over abortion, over other things.
Totally. We're moving on.
Okay.
Moving on. And his... when all of the Pure Romance girls were in Orlando, Javi made a friend, and our mutual friend Kelly also tried to make a friend and acted like a fucking weirdo to her, right? And then Kelly messages me a few months ago and is like, want to see my penis? And then, like, minutes later, question mark, question mark, question mark. And then there were, like, multiple messages, and I just ignored him. And then he was like, sorry about last night. I was really drunk. And I was like, it's whatever. And then he would message me and try to talk to me. And I'd be like, oh, you know, I don't know. Things are stressful right now. You know, it's like my aunt is dying or whatever. Like, I would just say whatever was on my mind. And I didn't even message him, respond to him all the time. But he just started messaging me every day, sometimes multiple times a day, very often multiple times a day.
Looking for a booty call.
He lives in Orlando.
I know. He wants to see your pussy.
Maggie. Hey. Hey. Maggie. What's up? How are you? Hey. Hello. How's it going? Hey.
I told
Maggie.
You I had a friend start doing
Maggie.
That too.
Maggie.
I was like, back the fuck up. I'm just not talking to you anymore. Go away.
So I was like, and I know from Javi that he's done this to other people. Because I was like, why did this happen to me? And Javi was like, because you responded to him. That was Javi's take on it. You responded to him, and now he's never going to let you go. And then
I just want to feel like screaming, responding's not consent!
No, I didn't.
To be a fucking human being, you know?
Precisely. So I said, I was complaining to Javi about it still during my 2 weeks of finals, and Javi was like, have you said anything to him? Because I think it might be time to set boundaries. And I was like, I've been too busy. I just wanted to whine to Javi because I didn't have time to like make this guy feel okay about himself and try to set boundaries. Like it was emotional labor that I was not in the mood for.
Right.
At that moment. Mm-hmm. So then he called me Mags, and I was furious. That is my family nickname. Javi does call me Mags.
I don't even call you that.
But it's like family and best friends only.
Mm-hmm.
And who the fuck does he think he is? So that was the thing that actually sent me over the edge, where I was like, no. So then I was like, before I block you forever, please stop doing this to people.
Period. Block.
I mean, you can even read my response. It says this to people. So,
no.
This is his response. You don't answer me. But okay, since you lost it, I'll leave you be. Sheesh. Get over yourself. Just trying to talk to you and be well, because you seem like you're on the edge. Take care of yourself. Sorry you feel that way. Nothing as sensitive as a white man's feelings on the internet.
There we go. Right there. Case in point. He was being a D-bag. You set boundaries, and then he fucking lost his shit. Projecting it onto you.
He seemed to think that he was truly doing me a favor by talking to me.
No, I don't want to talk to you, and I don't want to see your penis.
Psycho.
Keep it to yourself.
So that is guy number one. Guy number two, Mason.
I'm getting popcorn for this.
This is good. Guy number two, Mason. Mason and I were friends on Facebook at one time. And I got a friend request from him, and I was like, well, that was weird. I thought we were friends. Well, whatever. So the first thing I see of his posts in my feed, you know, like 2 days later, is a meme of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And it was posted originally by Ted Nugent, and it said something along the lines of, don't shut this woman up, this shit is gold, which, like, that's sexist. And then it attributes this quote to her that says, capitalism is when man takes advantage of man. Socialism is the other way around. Which, like, actually, that is hilarious. And if you don't think that's hilarious, if you think that's stupid, then you're stupid because you don't get what it's saying. Mm-hmm. And also, Shannon, does that sound like something that she would have said?
No, not really.
Not really.
No.
Doesn't really sound like her.
Not really setting well.
Yeah, it's from a person who was an economist who's dead. It's an old quote, right? And the idea is that capitalism is when rich people try to take advantage of poor people, mm-hmm. and socialism is when poor people try to take advantage of rich people,
right?
It's the other way around. It's actually a very clever quote. It is funny. But they're making fun of it as if it's stupid.
Right.
Which means they're stupid because they don't get it.
They don't get it.
And the meme was sexist because it was saying, nobody shut this woman up, this shit is gold. So I said, yeah, she didn't say that. That was what I said on his post. And I go, he's going to respond to me and say, it's still funny. 6 hours later, I got a response. Yeah, but it's still funny because our politics are so screwed up and blah, 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 blah. So I sat there and I looked at the page for like too long where I was like, do I explain to him why he's a retard?
Nope.
Sorry, guys. I'm not. Just I shouldn't use
it.
The R. Yeah, I did.
Friend.
I did.
Nope.
So I stared at it trying to like form my thoughts to be like, you're so stupid. I'm sorry for using the R slur. That was not cool. Block. So you can just imagine, guys. Imagine the movie version of it. I'm sitting there staring at it, being like, how do I explain to him how dumb he is? And then,
just like, boop.
Bye.
Yeah, I think I unfriended 3 or 4 people in the last 2 weeks. I don't need you in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be associated with you and your hateful opinions.
Yeah.
And I'm all about hearing people's opposite opinions.
Yeah.
If they are well-formed, and you can call me an asshole for putting that type of disclaimer on it, but if you have a well-formed opinion and you can justify soundly your opinion... I am all about having a conversation with you about that.
Same.
But when you just go off the literal deep end over something that doesn't even pertain to you and where you live and the choices you're going to make, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
I'm done. So for like 4 people, I was like, all right, I don't need you in my life. I might see you in social circles, but I really don't care to be your friend on Facebook. Or, you know what, you're a client that really wasn't a good client to begin with, and I don't need you and your trash that you bring in my life.
Yep.
Bye.
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 So yeah, that was... isn't that second one hilarious? I mean, you can just see me being yes. like,
yep.
Boop.
Boop. Done. Anything else?
Yeah, one more little thing. I wanted to share with everybody, you guys should look this up. I read it to Shannon earlier tonight. There was a woman in the gaming industry who's intersex, meaning that she has both male, female presenting genitalia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Intersex. And so she was presenting as male previously and decided to switch to present as female.
Mm-hmm.
And her job offers went down significantly. Her resume was the exact same. Mm-hmm. The only thing that was different on it was her name.
Guess she should have picked a gender neutral.
Right?
So Aaron.
So yeah, she wrote a really incredible post on Twitter about it, and things like that just make me feel so vindicated, because so many men out there think that women have equality, that we are equal. We're equal, everything is equal, and when we talk about being treated unfairly, that we're just being hysterical and making shit up, and that there's true equality, and this person who was literally the exact same person with the exact same credentials has had, you know, they used to get like $100,000 offers, and the highest one since presenting female was $45,000. Mm-hmm. That's way less than half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, like that one where the guy accidentally was on the woman's email address and couldn't figure out why.
Yes, I love that.
Why
his perfect client was all of a sudden being combative.
Yeah.
And difficult.
Yep.
And then he realized, oh, I'm using her name, not mine.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really appreciate when things like this come out to validate women's experiences. And you should check out, you can just look for intersex woman gaming and you'll find it. Because I think that's what I searched for. So you guys should all look at that, because it
is an interesting read.
It's an interesting read. So,
and it's just, it's as a male, whether you're white or minority or gay or whatever, it's good to just be exposed to these stories. We all should be exposed to all different stories, just to live and walk in the shoes of someone else for a little bit.
Yeah.
With an open mind. You can't read that story and have your white privileged male hat on. Have to take that off.
Right.
Have to be open-minded to fully understand and appreciate. And then talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to a woman. Talk to any woman.
Right. Right.
Talk to any gay.
And believe her.
Talk to your black friends.
Believe what they tell you.
Yeah.
Their experiences.
I have a DEI journal club like every other week at work. And there was one topic. I forget what it was, but this was the first discussion where I really felt white and privileged next to my friends in the room who were a female African-American woman. I said female twice, but whatever. A gay man, a lesbian. Like, even though there were, and then there were two white women in the room.
Yeah.
And we all had different experiences for, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
And how privileged I still am compared to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to use our privilege for good.
Yes.
And try to understand other people's perspectives and point of views and use our privilege to help change that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm with you, girl.
Oh, we were talking about, like, workplace shit.
What about it?
Oh, that's what it was. My African-American coworker pulled up the article about trying not to be black in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
How, it kind of like that movie, how she acts one way around friends and family and is expected to act a different way at work. And you know, my gay coworkers were like, yeah, we feel that way too. We can't be who we want to be at work. And I looked at them and I looked at myself and I said, wow, either I'm really jaded and just don't give a fuck anymore, or I'm really privileged to be able to not give a fuck anymore. I don't live in fear of ever losing my job from the way that I act at work. To me, the worst thing that's ever going to happen due to my behavior is a slap on the hand and be like, now, Shannon, you know better, and I might get written up. But my friends literally live in fear of being fired.
Yeah.
For not acting a certain way.
Right.
And that made me really sad. And actually was like, if you feel that way at work, that maybe this isn't the right place for you then. Mm-hmm. I don't have that fear.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I have a funny story to finish things off with, and also a nice internet thing of the week. Woo. So I actually had messaged Shannon about this when this happened because I was panicking. Last year, when my credit went from bad to fair, I got myself a secured credit card, which means that I paid $200 and they kept that $200, and my credit limit was $200. And I was like, if I ever didn't pay my card, I would lose that money forever. So I was like, okay, I'm going to like have this card and I'm going to pay it off every month. It's going to be great. And then they said, if you like behave for 8 months, we will reassess. And then we will make it from a secured credit card to an unsecured credit card, which is part of why I chose that one specifically, because not all of them will do that for you. Right. So this one would like take a look at your history and would, you know, unsecure the card after time. Which means they'll send you your money back. So I got the email being like, congratulations, you've behaved yourself and done everything perfectly. We're sending you your money back. Woo. Yeah, and also in the last however many months, some of my old credit cards have left my credit report. Mm-hmm. So I've bumped up into the early 700s.
What?
Yeah.
You're in the 700s?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
You should get an American Express card. Don't leave home without it. They're going to give you $5,000, and then we can go to New Orleans.
Stop.
Woo!
Stop.
Party time. Excellent.
I mean, that's really fast for my credit to recover, right? Like, that's really
super fast.
That's so fast.
I'm like 660, and I'm like, woo!
Well, now you see why they did this. So I thought when they unsecured my card that they would be like, and now you have a $500
right?
credit limit. And they're like, and now you have an
$10,000.
$1,800 credit limit. And I was like, I don't want that. Don't do that.
Don't give me $1,800.
Don't do
that. I'll spend that shit on the LaRoe.
Don't do it.
So what have you decided to do? Are you still just going to do like gas and pay it off every month?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep. I bought our snacks with it today. Yeah. I'll do like one or two gas, one or two grocery.
Yeah.
You know, because my groceries are only like $40 every time I go.
Yeah.
So.
I tried to do that. So that is what they say that you should do. So when you're rebuilding your credit like that, and I started doing this and then I realized, oh, I'm not ready for this yet. In my credit history, like I need to pay everything off first and then move to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I have friends that just, they live off their credit card.
Yeah.
And at the end of the month, they take their paycheck and they pay off their credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And they only spend what they earn.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to pay it off every month. So I had started doing I give myself a $300 per diem, as Javi corrected me. Every 2 weeks. So it's $600 a month I get to charge on my credit card because that has to be paid off at the end of the month. And I was just going to every 2 weeks when I got my paycheck, I was just going to put that $300 on there.
Right.
Paycheck, $300. Paycheck, $300. And I worked for about a month
Yeah, okay, cool.
Then start creeping up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
More.
Uh-huh.
And now, like, my $600 limit is, like,
$1,900. Oops. Right, I don't want it.
So.
Don't trust me? What is wrong with you?
But you could do what you were doing and have auto pay. So
I do. It's on auto pay.
You know you're making a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
That money has to be in the bank and it has to be paid off at the end of the month.
Exactly.
Just be really good.
I've been being really good the last 8 months. I'm just like, I don't feel ready for this.
So
it's like training wheels off.
So I've been trying to manage our credit, which I'm doing an okay job of, but I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed with at this point. And AMX gave me my own card with a fat balance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to Disney. So I was like, oh, I had this Chase card 8 years ago, which I defaulted on. Let's see if Chase loves me now. And they gave me another card with another fat balance. So I don't plan on I'm going to use them, but... Like, I'm going to use that Disney card for Disney and my Amex for other stuff. But, like, use it, pay it. And, like, not use it. Because then that gives me... Those two cards are going to significantly increase my available balance.
Yeah.
And significantly decrease what it appears to be what I owe.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully my score might be 700 in the next few months. Who knows?
That would be delightful.
That would be delightful.
Join my club.
Join your club. 700 credit. Oh.
7-Eleven right now.
Would die for 700.
7-Eleven.
I've never had a 700.
I was at like 850 when I was 22.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I always paid off my credit cards. Yeah. And then I lived at Disney and literally couldn't afford to live. And started racking shit up then. Mm-hmm. Guys, you can't live on $7.08 an hour.
No, you can't.
Not even in 2006, you couldn't.
I can't live on $25 an hour.
So.
Awesome.
I know. So that's an exciting story for my life.
You can do it.
I was thinking about it because I was using it to get gas the other day. And I was like, nothing has to change.
Right, nothing has to change.
Nothing has to change.
Still have a $200 limit.
Yep.
Period.
Yep, exactly. I would only use it, like I said, gas or groceries once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's
on auto pay. So, internet thing of the week.
Yes, are we ready to wrap it up?
To wrap it up like a dick.
Did we cover everything?
Yeah, that was my whole list.
Good stuff, bad stuff, speed round. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
I visited the baby over the weekend, and that was great too.
She's amazing. She's I saw some videos.
Yeah, should I play everybody the one of her reading to me?
Sure.
So you guys, she has a book upside down, and she's turning pages, and here she is. Now she's turning a page. She's so clever.
I think.
She's so clever.
So when I hear babies now, like, my breast get tingly, but my vagina does not.
Your boobs want to nurse them, and your vagina doesn't want to have a new one. Is that how we're interpreting that?
I think so. All right, funny internet meme of the week.
Yeah, that's why I opened my phone. I know things.
And you got distracted by
baby pictures. Your fetishes are nothing to be ashamed about. Unless your fetish is being humiliated, then you should be very ashamed, you nasty little pervert.
Love it.
I know. I really loved that, too. And I sent it to a lot of my kinky friends.
And with that, we will wrap it up.
Like a dick. All right, you guys, find us everywhere. On the internet, find us at That More Thing, and it's actually easier to find us at Shannon and Maggie. So look.
Oh, I upgraded us.
Yes, we're forever now.
We're adulting.
It's achievable.
I'm paying more after 7 years. I've decided to pay more for our web hosting.
I'm shocked.
So, I'm gonna start doing Throwback Thursdays, posting old episodes, so we have more than just 12 at a time floating around, and moving forward. Yeah.
I love
it. We'll be able to keep everything. Unlimited storage, unlimited download. So tell your friends.
Tell about us.
Yeah. I might even give us an updated, sleek, professional-looking Podbean site. We have all sorts of tools now because I'm paying $9 a month for it. So if you ever feel like throwing us a bone, you're welcome to.
We would love that. We like
and Shannon's party literally everywhere. Venmo, PayPal.
Yeah, but find us. Find podcast Twitter, podcast internet. Stuff. Find it all at That More Thing. And you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 194 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.
Caramel?
Yeah.
Not caramel. Caramel?
Yeah, we're from the fucking Midwest and we say caramel.
Caramel.